Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And speaking of high intelligence, Joanne Black, that's who I think about when I think about that term. Joanne's one of the smartest people I know. She is one of the world's top referral experts. If you want to learn more about how to get more referrals, and you, as you know, as I said earlier in the hour, referrals are solid gold. You need to know more about Joanne Black. Joanne is the author of No More Cold Calling and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Joanne, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back as always. Hey, Joanne, there's a little dance that happens whenever somebody's getting referred. It's, you know, whenever a customer or a friend tells somebody else about you, that's a great day in your life. Whenever you actually meet that person and start talking to them, and you feel the power of the referral because they've joined you with a lot more traction than they would have if you just called on them. That's a great day in your company. But there's a little transition. There's a little transmogrifying that has to happen between the introduction and the meeting, and that little dance, the little kabuki dance, so to speak, there in the middle, that has to be dealt with, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And there's been some confusion about that, Jim. Actually, you know, you and I have talked about the fact that a referral means you get the introduction. You don't just get a name, because
right.
If you get a name, you're cold calling. You're interrupting the person. They don't know who you are, and it has not the same effect at all.
Right.
And so what I've always said is you need to get the introduction, and it could be by phone, by email, or in person. It just depends on the situation. Well, I thought that was pretty clear, but evidently it's not. Because, you know, so many emails now are email introductions are made, and those mm-hmm. are great. However, here is the caveat. Before anyone makes an email introduction connecting two people, you need to talk to the other person first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if
both
and
people
when it
need to be connected, I mean, you need
that's
to
right.
you need to touch both bases.
So when it doesn't work, as an example, if Jim, you said I want to meet George at the Rose Company, and I never talked to George, mm-hmm. but I knew you wanted to meet him, and then I just send an email introducing the two of you. Well, George doesn't know a thing about
right,
you.
Right.
That is not an appropriate referral introduction, and it's going to take you nowhere. So what I would need to do then is call George first or email him and say, you know, I want you to meet Jim Blasingame, and here's why. Get his okay. So now you both know about each other. And when I make the email introduction, I put in the subject line, mutual introduction, although mm-hmm. some people put virtual introduction, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But the purpose of the email really is just to give the contact information. So I'll say you both know about each other. I might say a few words again about how I know you, about mm-hmm. what each of you does. I give the contact information, and then I say, I know you'll both have an exceptional conversation. I'm going to, you know, bow out now and let the two of you connect.
Right.
And that's beautiful.
You know, and before there was email, when I had my consulting business, one of the things I learned is that for someone to become a prospect for my consulting company, they had it never ever ever worked if I just called on them. It only worked if they were feeling the pain so much that they actually called me. Now, being a salesperson, you know, all my life, I that was rough on me to have to wait out like that. But if somebody said to me, hey, Jim, I had lunch with this guy, my friend, and I told him about you doing business with me. I told him what a great job you were doing for me. He said for you to call him. Or he said, you should call him. I got the feeling that he would like to work with you. And then I learned that I had to say, okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you doing that. But would you please ask him to call me? And I had to do that because if I didn't do that, I was wasting both of our time. That was just my, that was the way it was for me in my business. You've got to have a little more solid introduction than just you guys should talk, right?
Well, you need to brief the other people. I mean, my experience has been a little different than yours, Jim. My experience has been that people don't call us. So yeah. I've had so many people say to me, oh, I tell everybody about you, and they said they were going to call you. And I'm
right.
saying, you know, that's great, but here's what I'd like you to do in the future.
Right.
But I don't say it exactly this way. But I would say, you know, if they really want to talk to me and they're interested,
mm-hmm.
I'd say, please let them know I'll be calling. Because people don't take the initiative. You know, we get so torn
the main
up in
thing
our
to remember as we take the break, folks, the introduction is great, telling you about it is great, but there's got to be the connection made. Whatever that looks like, it's got to be made. That's the third piece of the missing piece of the puzzle sometimes in referrals. Quick break, 20 till, right back with Joanne Black.
If you are Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.